100 Word Stories.
Hi there. This is Lawrence Simon of OneADayUntilTheDayIDie.com, where you'll find the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. I post a topic, you come up with the stories. I am sick of my own voice. Okay, so I'm doing these tutorial videos in addition to documentation, and I'm recording my voice. We don't hire a professional. We don't, you know, rope in anybody else. I'll do it. My awful voice. Not only are people going to have to hear this thing, but I have to hear it while I'm doing all the editing, cleaning up the noise reduction, and chopping it into bits, and marrying it with the video, and listening for long, awkward pauses, because this isn't Pulp Fiction. You gotta have something going on, and does it work with the background music? Oh, and I gotta hear it over and over and over again. So, you think you're the only ones who suffer my voice? I do too. But hey, life goes on. So, the weekly challenge, the topic was Mug, Muncie, Jeffrey Fisher, Charlie LaCrosse, Richard, Lizzie, Serendipity, Zachman, Tom, Philip, Norville Joe Carroll, Tura, and Planet Z. Are you ready for it this week? I know I'm ready for it. If you're expecting me to make fun of Oliver Sacks' death, no, dude was a neurologist. Dude actually did something, as opposed to this Paul Weller creep that I bashed on last year, because all he did was drive fast, build a really unstable custom car, and gee, what the fuck do you expect him to do? Oh, he died in it, because he crashed it. Anybody else famous that's dead that I can make fun of? Put some in the comments. I don't know. But let's get going here. Enough of my rambling crap. Let's start with Muncie.
Greetings, Moondogs. Muncie here with your last story of the month and last week of being the Moondogs. And what a nickname it's been. The Mugging by Christopher Monroe. It was a beautiful night, and I figured, what the hell? I'm a pretty big dude, and while it was late, and the neighborhood isn't the best, I wanted an adventure walk, headphones in, and figured there'd be no harm. Little did I know. From the alley he leapt, and I was too taken aback to even think of defending myself as he grabbed his cheeks, stuck out his tongue, contorted his face, and, as quickly as he'd come, dashed into the night, leaving me shocked, confused, and tremendously vulnerable. And that's the story of how I got mugged. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at MunzeeMunzee. Thus ends my month with you, my moondogs, and I look forward to your triumphant return from the moon.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 488 on the topic of mug. My first story is called Mugshot. His mugshot was a frightening sight to everyone, including Wayne himself. Unruly hair, bloodshot and unfocused eyes, assorted cuts and developing bruises, and a snarl that explained the restraints that were just out of range of the camera. The next morning, in the harsh fluorescent light of the interrogation room, Wayne held his aching head in his hands. He was sober now, and scared. The cop on the other side of the table kept asking Wayne what he recalled about the previous night, and Wayne truthfully replied he had no memory past about 9 p.m. What scared Wayne the most was that the cop refused to answer when Wayne asked if he had hurt anyone. He strongly suspected the answer was yes. Eventually, the police would charge Wayne, at which point he could call his lawyer. Until then, it was just Wayne, the cop, the lights, and one hell of a headache. My second story is called New Friend. Morrison was the kind of guy who made friends easily. People instinctively liked him, and he had a way of putting others at ease. He would often bring home these new friends for dinner. His wife couldn't convince him that this was both a bad idea and inconvenienced her. This time he could see in her face that she wasn't pleased with his latest acquisition. "Kathleen, meet Tony. Tony and I met because I left work a little late and took a shortcut through that alley. You know, the one that you said was so dark that anyone could be lurking in there. Sure enough, Tony was lurking. After he mugged me, we got to talking and, well, here we are." Morrison and Tony both smiled a little sheepishly at Kathleen. "Oh, by the way, do you have a 20 Tony could have? My wallet was a little short when he demanded my cash." And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Hello, all. Charlie here. I have 3 stories to share today. Another week, more stories to taunt, Tilly Tate, and Tally. I am doing my best to strive for quality, not quantity, as this weekly exercise is a form of self-education. I am lucky to have a couple of trusted friends read and comment on my posts prior to sending them off to publication. My favorite was the white, ceramic mug I used in the service. In over 3 years on the base, it was never washed. It was dressed in a patina of dark roast, and the incidental coating served as insulation. I could carry a steaming cup of coffee from the lounge to my desk with the temperature remaining stable, even on colder winter days in New Jersey. It served me well, and was disgusting enough to get a rise out of the buttoned-up, knife-sharp, creased commanders. The more they groaned and grimaced, the more I treasured my precious mug. Second. An obvious tale that refers to, or based on, mug, would include mug shot. The best mug shots are the before and after shots of meth addicts. A female addict can age 20 years in 2 years of heavy use. Dentists won't treat an addict because of the condition of their mouth, even the dentists that do volunteer work in mobile clinics. I am moaning now about a loose, bottom incisor. There is some discomfort when I gnash down on something like a macadamia nut, but I can't imagine the horror of a whole mouth full of dead or dying teeth. Third. Mugging was a pastime in my area of town. I was buzzed, having stopped at the diner for chili and beer. It was dark, and I started walking home, pausing for 2 guys hanging out near the entrance to an alley. One of them jammed a pistol into my chest. I reacted, having trained in Krav Maga with some older friends. I pushed the slide back on the pistol, preventing firing, and kicked the guy's knee. I heard a crack. I had the pistol now, and forearmed the second guy in the throat. Both were down when the police arrived.
Good morning, everybody. This is Richard, and I have a story for you on the topic of mug. This is Dragon's Lair. Limbo Leggins was most unhappy. "Hobbits," he said to nobody in particular, "are not cut out for quests and adventures." Eww. Gingerly, he inspected what he'd just stepped in. Dragon poop. Making him acutely aware of 2 important facts. Firstly, he should have worn his boots. Secondly, the dragon's lair was very close. A huge roar up ahead sent him scuttling for cover. Cursing the wizard, he realized he stood no chance of finding the chalice of eternal power. Rooting through his satchel, he pulled out his mug. Maybe, in the dark, it might just pass. Worth a try. And that was my story, and this is me signing off. Goodbye, everybody.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Years ago, my neighbor Ronan bought an 18th century hand-painted mug for a handsome amount. It's an investment, the seller had told him. After losing his job and struggling for years, Ronan tried to sell the mug back to the same seller. The man sneered. But I paid you a fortune, said Ronan. Yesterday, I went to the store. Ronan was behind the counter. Are you the owner now? He nodded. Where's the other guy? I don't know, he sneered, while taking a beautiful, long knife from my hands. Don't buy this. It's a fake. Yes, Ronan is a good man. This is my story for this week, told by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. Everybody in work knows not to touch my mug. It's a special mug with sentimental value. It's been with me since day one, seeing me through three promotions, numerous job changes, and one disciplinary. It's been my constant companion throughout countless meetings, focus groups, late finishes, and early starts. That mug has outlasted many of my colleagues and has been more reliable than anybody I've worked with. Best of all, it's the perfect size for my coffee. So, when the new guy broke it, I had no choice. I killed him. I have to go now. Time for my mugshots.
This is Zach Mann. Clara's sister-in-law confided that she hated her husband's big ugly mug. Clara hated it too. One day, her brother had been splitting wood. Clara saw his big ugly mug and she picked up the splitting maul, then accidentally hit the big ugly mug roughly 40 times. Oh no, that mug was a gift from his mother, cried her brother's wife. Clara put away the splitting maul, then calmly explained that her mother gave it to him because it was ugly. Her brother hated it too, but wouldn't give away a gift, and how this accident that made everyone happy was unavoidable.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called Ceramics 101. I was fortunate to attend a serious, well-to-do high school. Just one of those random rolls of good fortune on my parents' part. Not only did we have art classes, we had a master potter in residence. Before a student was allowed to throw on the wheel, they had to master the zen of coil pot construction. The coil form I made was a 6-inch mug with walls 3/4 inch thick. It was a miracle it didn't explode in the first firing. After the second firing, my teacher asked for it to put in the school's permanent collection. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 488 with a prompt of mug. On the news front, Drawn into the Mist, Shooting Stars 2, is coming along nicely and will be ready for publication on the 15th of September. It's actually available for pre-order on Kindle right now for 99 cents. And it'll be 99 cents for a few days after. So I hope you give me some love and buy a 99-cent book. Well, here's my story. We used to live in a zero-lot line house. In the backyards, there were small portions where there were no house walls and were filled in with 6-foot-high walls for privacy. Neighbors' cats used to scale them to get into our yard and poop in the grass. I found that putting baby oil along the top of the wall kept the cats off. I've always wondered, how many babies does it take to make one bottle of baby oil? Do they render down a burlap sack of them, or do they just collect their drippings in mugs? I used the prompt, didn't I? Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Tura Brazino here with a story on the subject, mug. There's a fad in geek circles recently for drinking your food. A complete food replacement in a bottle. It saves all that irksome chewing and swallowing, not to mention the drudgery of cooking. Soylent was the first, then Joylent and Purelent. The latest is called Queel. These people certainly have a way with words. Purulent Queel. I'll have a steaming, suppurating mug with that. Freshly expressed mucus from the nether parts of hand-reared Komodo dragons, fermented with rotting mussels, mixed with live tadpoles and bottled. At least, that's what the name suggests to me. Herr Ober, bitte noch ein Queel.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
When I was a kid, my mother used to make soup in a pot on the stove, and we'd eat it from bowls. Then, we moved into a house with a microwave oven. She still used the pot on the stove, but I'd use a casserole dish with a lid in the microwave. Still ate it from a bowl. When I was on my own, I used an oversized coffee mug in a microwave. Only had to wash the mug and the spoon. And the microwave, too. Because I keep forgetting to use a small saucer as a lid.
There you have it, this week's collection of 100 word stories on the topic of mug. I hope you enjoyed them. I enjoyed them. Let the folks know who wrote these, which most of them are you who are listening, that you appreciate these stories, that you enjoyed them, that they inspired you, that, oh my God, why didn't I think of that? Show your jealousy and avarice in the comments, or follow the links on the site, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, or you could tell them on social media, write them a personal email if you actually have that, whatever, let them know. I don't know what else to say at this point, but thank you for listening and being a part of the weekly challenge. I'll see you next week when the topic is building, and I'll be doing stories for the rest of the week, and then back to this, and I think it's Labor Day in these here Labor United States, so all of you who aren't unemployed, you get the day off, unless you're a cop, then, oh my God, don't get shot, it's crazy out there now. And always, keep it brief.